This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Another day of hearings is underway in the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump. VOA's Catherine Gibson reports U.S. diplomat Gordon Sondland's testimony on Wednesday could mark a pivotal turning point.
The U.S. ambassador to the EU testifying in public for the first time about the link between American military aid to Ukraine and investigations that would benefit President Trump politically. Sondland explaining he, Ambassador Kurt Volker, and Energy Secretary Rick Perry acted under the direction of Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani.
We all understood that if we refused to work with Mr. Giuliani, we would lose a very important opportunity to cement relations between the United States and Ukraine. So we followed the president's orders.
On the 26th.
House Democrats said Sondland's testimony clearly established Trump abused the power of his office. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
A front-page editorial in Chinese state media Thursday vows resolute revenge if the U.S. sticks to its course. This after two bills on Hong Kong cleared the U.S. Congress. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed two bills on Hong Kong that will now make their way to the president for final approval. It's a warning to China about its commitment to human rights amid a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy protests. If President Trump signs the bills into law, it would see a ban of certain exports to Hong Kong police forces, like tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray. It would also make officials who violate human rights in the city vulnerable to U.S. sanctions.
That is Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. From Washington, this is VOA News.